Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The 11 to 1 show.
He's given us the runaround now after denying that he would ever don the peaky cap again. More on this after Lionel Richie on 11 to 1. Oh, we're dancing in the streets at Lionel Richie all night long on LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. And it seems to be that Mr. Cillian Murphy has given us the runaround. Oh, yeah, he has, yeah. I'll tell you why now. Because not mere days ago, I said on this show, as was reported by the man himself, that he would never be donning the peaky cap again. And it turns out that this was just a ploy by him, maybe. But apparently, he is putting the Peaky Blinders hat on once more. Stephen Knight confirmed that he will be stepping back into the role of Tommy Shelby for Peaky Blinders, the movie. Yeah, he made the revelation earlier this week. Now, come on now. This doesn't, you know, make me look good. But he says he is definitely returning for this. So, quote unquote, right? He says we're shooting it in September. And there you go. It's happening. There's going to be a movie. And Cillian Murphy is going to be starring, which I'm very happy about. So I don't know what nonsense he was on about. Maybe there was like some issue over what money was going to be exchanged, or I don't know. Maybe he was convinced. Maybe he just, you know, needed a little bit of an arm twist. Maybe, you know, Stephen Knight got him on a good day after the Oscar and just went, look, movie, it's happening. I don't know. But anyway, it's definitely happening now, right? He's definitely, the word definitely was used by Stephen Knight. So that's happening. So good news for Peaky Blinders fans. I want to say a big shout out today to the amazing volunteers out on the streets for Daffodil Day today. It is Daffodil Day. They're out selling the daffodil pins. They're raising money, vital funds. So please do give generously to them. And you know what? This is actually perfect. It's just for you. It's Yola at Yellow Brick Road. There's Yola. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, especially for all of the fantastic volunteers selling fresh daffodils and daffodil pins for Daffodil Day today. Now, the LMFM Roadrunner is back on the road again, and this time they're in Dundalk. And if you are looking to do up the house, you're looking for interior design ideas, this is going to be the best place for you, because House Proud Furnishings on the Northlink Retail Park there in Dundalk, they are launching their new flooring department, and Helena Mullins is there to find out more. We're going to join Helena, and I've got music from Beyonce on the way.
The 11 to 1 show.
LMFM. The LMFM Roadrunner is on the road again, and this time we are in Dundalk as House Proud at the North Link Retail Park are launching their new flooring department. And a woman who loves great interior design and style is there. Helena Mullins, good morning.
Yes, Sinead, you've joined me here at House Proud, and wow, it really is a sight to behold. If you're in the market for doing up any of your living space in your home, there is no better place than House Proud here in Dundalk. And of course, they have introduced a brand new section, and I have Paul Connell to tell me a little bit more about it. So tell us about the Maple Lane flooring.
So, Helena, we've got Maple Lane flooring down in House Proud in Dundalk here, which they've just introduced, which will have everything to accommodate anybody looking any sort of flooring. There's laminates, there's SPC flooring, and of course there's real wood engineered flooring. So something just to accommodate everybody from all different price points.
Certainly is. And of course, all the detail here, you can get your standard, but you also have the herring bow I see as well. So there's lovely, lovely detailing as well. And the colour range is fabulous.
Oh, wow. Well, there's colours, you know, based on everything is trending at the moment. You've got your greys, which were very popular a few years ago. And then you've obviously got your beige colours and your more neutral tones, which is more so popular at the moment. The big flooring range at the minute in terms of laminates would be lignum fusion, which comes in both herringbone and plank. And then you've got the other flooring range, which is lignum core, which is SPC flooring. It's vinyl flooring, it's massively trending at the minute because of its waterproof capabilities. So there's
great for a bit of mopping.
You can over mop it, but I wouldn't be advising it, but you can certainly over mop it all you want. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, I love it. Well, look, at the end of the day, like, it's nice to actually see the range that you have, and it might go well with certain bedrooms or living facilities. So it's nice to kind of get the advice all under one roof.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whenever you come in to House Proud in Dundalk, they have everything to accommodate every type of flooring that you're after. So they have water-resistant laminates, they have 8mm laminates, they have 12mm laminates, and all different effects. The chevron design, the herringbone design, and they have tile effects as well. So there's no need to go anywhere else in terms of flooring.
Fantastic. And of course, today, like, this has been launched, this is officially launching this weekend, but how well has it been doing, like, without any publicity so far?
Oh, it's been going incredibly well. The stock all arrived in January, and a few training sessions with the staff and things like that have went incredibly well, and they've been plugging away and selling away at the flooring since day one. So it's got great interest. It's great. It's in a great situated area in Dundalk as well. So there's plenty happening, and the quality and everything of, and the friendliness of the staff is just really top notch, you know.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for having a chat with me. And of course, there's plenty of sweets and treats for anybody who walks through the doors today. We have some Prosecco, which I won't be drinking, Sinead. As you know, I have a wee bump here, but I will be having enjoying some of the Schlur and whatnot, and some of the chocolates and sweets, and enjoying some of the customers that might walk in through the door, because if they do, they could win a €100 voucher here for House Proud Furnishings. So that will go nicely towards refurbishing or designing your new home. And all the advice is under one roof here. It's back to you in studio for now, Sinead. And I'll be with you again shortly with more from House Proud in Dundalk. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Helena. And she's glowing. She's glowing there with her little bump. HouseProudFurnishings.com as well if you want to find out more information. And Helena mentioned a €100 voucher for people to come into the store. They can get that. But also, I have a little surprise for you as well. Details of that coming your way right after Beyonce. Photogenic. Shoot. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on LMFM's 11 to 1. Now I've got a nice surprise for you today. Yes. As you know, we are in House Proud Dundalk. They have launched their new flooring department, Maple Lane, and they've got special offers across flooring for the weekend. And they have given me a €100 voucher for House Proud to give away on the show just for you. Yes. All you have to do, because we're talking about flooring, all you have to do is name this iconic floor filler based on my clip. Okay, so here is the clip for you. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. Oh, come on, very easy. What is the name of that iconic floor filler? 086 1800 658 for your chance to win a €100 voucher for House Proud. Here's the script. Hall of Fame. Lots of you getting it right on 086 1800 658. Now, I want to let you know, Cullen Community Together, they are looking for anybody in the local area who would like to take up cycling or get back into cycling. So they are putting together a social cycling group and they're going for leisurely cycles on a Saturday and Sunday morning. Beginners or experienced cyclists are welcome and you can contact them on Facebook, Cullen Community Together. So it's the weather for it at the moment. If you want to get out cycling, it's a nice thing to do as well, isn't it, during the summer? Keeping fit and active and meeting new people. So that is Cullen Community Together. Now, we've got music from the Righteous Brothers on the way. Little hints and clues for Brian's Big Bangers and we'll be rejoining Helena in House Proud Dundalk.
The 11 to 1 show.
It is Friday, which means it is the time of the week for this.
It's that time of the week again for Brian's Big Bangers.
Happy Friday, Sinead. And as always on a Friday, it's time for my Big Bangers. And this week, it's two absolute dance classics. Can you guess what they are? If you know the answer, text or WhatsApp Sinead now on 086 1800 658 and we will have the answer at the end of the show.
Brian's Big Bangers.
Oh, two great ones and the way he's mixed them there very cleverly. Any ideas just for a bit of crack? 086 1800 658 if you think you know what Brian's Big Bangers are this week. Now, very special announcement, okay? Are we listening now? Because this is a very special little girl. Avid listener to the show when she's off school, and I am very pleased that she is celebrating her birthday today. It is Erin. She's over there in Kells, Erin Curran, and she is 11 today. So I'm being asked to wish her a very happy birthday. She's a big fan of the show when she's off school. So I am sending you lots of love, hugs and kisses from here in LMFM as well, and also from Mammy Mina. And no doubt you're going to be really spoiled today. Plus it's the Easter holidays. Nice one, Erin. Hope you're having a fantastic day.
Oh, my love, my dog.
Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody on LMFM's 11 to 1. It's time to return to the LMFM Roadrunner team. They are in Dundalk at House Proud at the North Link Retail Park. They're launching their new flooring department and Helena is there. How are we getting on, Helena?
Yes, Sinead, I'm situated here beside all the sweets and treats here as they launch their Maple Lane flooring here at House Proud in Dundalk. And wow, it really is a sight to behold. Lovely range, great price points for anyone looking for their flooring done. And of course, they have plenty more in store, which everyone knows about, I'm sure, about House Proud. So the new edition of flooring is flying out the door since January, but it's the official launch this weekend. And right now, I'm going to have a chat with John, who is the Dundalk store manager here. So tell us about the brand House Proud itself.
Well, House Proud Furnishings is an independently owned company with 11 stores conveniently located across Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, including our superstore here in Dundalk, boasting 40,000 square foot of furniture for all your household needs.
Well, I will say one thing, it is a massive store. I went running up one side to try and get this lovely couple here because we do have a prize to give away, as you know, Sinead. And I thought I'd never make it back to get on time to do this interview because it was just huge. It's like a maze.
Yeah, it definitely is, the size of it. We have massive furniture from major leading brands such as Lazy Boy, Ashley Manor, Buoyant, Silent Night, Respa, Women's Slide Robes and many, many more.
There really is a fantastic array of furniture here for all your needs at home. And as well as that, it looks great because the layout, you can kind of picture it in your own home, what you might be looking for. So, popular place to come and have a look.
Yes, definitely. Get in the car this weekend, get down. We've got 20% off all flooring and extra promotions throughout the store all week.
This is it. And of course, we do have vouchers to give away on air as well. I know, Sinead, you're working on that in store. But of course, we have some here on site as well. So one of my €100 vouchers will hopefully go to this lovely couple here. So Shauna and Declan Cooney from Dundalk. So tell us, you guys were coming in to have a look. What tickles your fancy?
Well, we need a new sofa, ideally. So that's kind of what we were in the market for, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And what made you come to House Proud?
Just a place we've kind of driven past a few times. We've noticed it, so it always looked nice when we drove past. We thought we'd give it a look.
First impressions now. This is the first time you've walked in. Of course, it's lovely to be greeted with lovely Prosecco and whatnot. We'll be popping that in a second now when we give you a €100 voucher. But tell us, first impressions when you walked in.
Lovely, lovely. Nice and bright, open. You can, nice lighting. You can see everything in front of you. Plenty of space down below. So it's nice and bright. Definitely welcome, and there's no doubt about that.
That's it. And behind every man, there's always a woman who makes a decision. So, Shauna, what tickled your fancy now when you went upstairs to have a look?
Well, actually, it was downstairs, the grey leather suite, the electric suite, the 3 and the 2, would suit us down to the ground.
Brilliant.
So that's what we're going
to do. Well, I'll tell you, we might give you a wee €100 voucher, but we have to ask you a question. We're not just giving it away here, okay? So I suppose, what is the 40 days and 40 nights known as in the lead up just before Christmas, for Easter?
Lent.
Lent, yes, you're 100% right. You're going to win yourself another €100 voucher to go towards that suite of furniture. And wow, it is great. And of course, they do have a little boy as well, 2 years of age. So the colouring is fab. You'll get some great recommendations to make sure, because I know the kids make short work of the furniture, that's for sure. And you don't want to be all the time cleaning. So it's good to get advice on colouring and, of course, the texture. You're probably going for a nice leather. Is that what you're doing?
Grey leather.
That's it. That's the way to do it. You can just wipe easily cleaned. That's it. Well, listen, congratulations. A €100 voucher gone now from House Proud here. So it's back to you in studio for now, Sinead. I'm going to pop some of the champagne here for the guys just to say cheers as they are going to walk away with €100 to go towards their nice couch. I'll talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Helena. And we have a €100 House Proud voucher up for grabs as well. If you missed our little clip, I'm going to play all the details of that next.
The 11 to 1 show. LMFM.
I have a €100 House Proud voucher up for grabs. We are celebrating their launch of their new flooring department, Maple Lane. And I have a €100 for House Proud to give to you if you can tell me the name of this iconic floor filler song.
Oh, no.
Very easy. 086 1800 658.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77 4455.
Going back to this day in 1993, and Informa by Snow was the number one song in the US. That song went to number one on this date, on 13th of March, and stayed there until 7 weeks. So there you go. It was still number one on this day at that time in 1993. And also Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, the third one, was playing in cinemas. And today is Daffodil Day, a day to support the great work of the Irish Cancer Society.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
There's Van the Man, Bright Side of the Road. Louise Woods in Dundalk, you're getting our €100 House Proud voucher. It was, of course, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. Don't worry, I have another €100 voucher for House Proud to give away. We'll also be returning to Helena and the crew who were there to launch the new flooring department. And Niall will be with us talking movies.
The 11 to 1 show.
We're returning to House Proud in Dundalk very shortly, but first here's Kings of Leon and 11 to 1.
Down at all I see.
Kings of Leon, use somebody on LMFM's 11 to 1. We could use somebody to, I don't know, redesign our flooring. We could do with that, couldn't we? Place is looking tired. Yeah. Well, House Proud in Dundalk, they have launched their new flooring department, and Helena Mullins and the LMFM Roadrunner crew are there. How are we getting on, Helena?
Yes, Sinead, you've joined me back here at House Proud in Dundalk, and wow, it really is
a sight to behold. If you need to add your finishing touches or if you want a statement piece in your home, look no further. And of course, they have added a brand new section, which we're here to launch today, and it's the maple flooring. They did roll it out since January and it has been flying out the door because a lot of people might associate here with furniture and the like, but now they have added the flooring. But I'm going to have a chat now with Gavin Comiskey, who's the senior floor staff member here. So tell us, what kind of flooring range do you stock?
Hello, Alina. We hold a big range of flooring in stock. We range, we have the Lignum Core SPC to 8mm and 12mm. It's laminated in both herringbone and plank. We have 48, 72-hour, 100-hour water-resistant laminates, as well as long and wide planks. We also have a range of engineered and solid wood flooring in both herringbone and plank in the showroom here in Dundalk.
And I suppose Paul did mention earlier about the Lignum Core and SPC flooring. So tell us, what is that for anybody who's looking to come in and maybe look at other kind of materials of flooring?
Well, the Lignum Core SPC flooring is basically a rigid click-fine flooring, which is a trending flooring range at the moment because of its benefits over laminates. It's 100% waterproof, not as noisy when walking on it, and the warmer on the foot as well. The brand of SPC flooring we stock is Lignum Core. It has an underlay attached on the bottom of the board, which helps reduce noise when walking, and it has a uni-click locking system all the way around the board.
Fantastic. And of course, you have a wide range as well of laminate flooring and the like. Yes. And people can come in and have a chat and you can advise what maybe suits their budget, their needs.
Correct.
But also the style as well. So
yes,
you guys have been doing this since January. So what has really been one that you love to sell or one that's been super popular since it's launched? Or, well, I know it's only launched officially today, but it has been in the store since January. So what has been really popular?
Well, it's popular because we have premium brands like Lignum Fusion, Kronospan and Lignum Core. And these are laminate flooring. And the most popular one in those, because there is a selection of 9 colours, is probably the herringbone.
Yeah.
It also has a matching plank, and it's, you know, it has great benefits because it is scratch resistant, it's hard wearing, it takes high levels of impact, and it's easy to maintain. Do you know what I mean? So, and it's, look, for heavy traffic in a home or that, it's a quality product that we'd be recommending. So, look, as I say, call into us today in Dundalk. We have something to suit every customer needs, taste and price as well. You know what I mean? So, look, we're excited. We've launched this new range here in the House Proud. So, look, call in and shop.
That's it.
We'll do a deal.
This is it. And of course, we still have a €100 voucher up for grabs, Sinead. And I know that you're giving them out on the airwaves on your end as well. So if you can't make it in, make sure that you're listening to Sinead on 11 to 1. But it's back to you in studio for now, Sinead. And I'll be with you again shortly with the winner of the final voucher here in store. So tell our listeners to drive in, come in and say hi. And we do have some sweet treats and Prosecco and of course non-alcoholic beverage if you are driving, and we'll talk to you again shortly. Bye bye.
Thank you so much, Helena. Yes, and I do have another €100 voucher for House Proud up for grabs. Going to give you all the details after the buzz.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Max. In the new film Immaculate, an American nun embarks on a new journey when she joins a remote convent in the Italian countryside. However, her warm welcome quickly turns into a living nightmare when she discovers her new home harbours a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors. Star of the film, Sydney Sweeney, said she was up for the task in the movie.
I'm usually really, really pumped up to just do anything and everything. I'm like, okay, let me watch the shot back. Let's see what we can do better. Should we move the camera over here? Okay, let's try and go faster. I'm pretty game for anything.
Millie Bobby Brown has revealed that she leaves reviews under a fake name. She said that her whole life is people criticizing her, so she's going to give it back sometimes. She added that she thinks it's important to know where you went wrong and there's always room for improvement. Jake Gyllenhaal stars in the new film Roadhouse, which is a remake of the 80s classic and is available to watch on Prime Video now. Because he plays a bouncer, we asked Jake what other jobs he had before he became famous.
I was a lifeguard.
Did you save anyone?
Not saved. No. I didn't really, no.
Assisted?
No, I watched.
A lot of people.
Nothing really happened over a long period of time. I was a sous chef and,
That's nice.
I had to make a lot of lemon confit at one point. A bucket full of lemon confit. That becomes tedious because it's just like really thin lemon slices and then it's like shallots and salt. Mm-hmm. And it's just like layer upon layer. And you start cutting your fingers because you're slicing lemons and then you like have to do lemon and salt.
That's The Buzz. I'm Max.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Yeah, good thing he stuck to the acting there. Yeah. Now we have a €100 voucher for House Proud up for grabs. Yes. They are celebrating the official launch of their new flooring department, Maple Lane, and they want to give you a €100 voucher to spend on some nice new interiors. And I have another song for you. So we had Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, a little earlier on. I have another floor filler song for you here to guess. So what is this iconic floor filler song? Oh, very easy. What are we thinking? 086 1800 658 for your chance to win. Codeline with the one and only movie critic Niall O'Brien is going to be joining us for Real Reviews next.
L-M-F-M. The 11 to 1 show. L-M-F-M. LMFM's Real Reviews.
Yes, it is Friday. We are talking movies. Niall O'Brien is on the line. How are you getting on?
I'm doing very well.
Good, good, good. Now, listen, we've got a prize this week. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? I was cleaning out the office because, you know, we're getting near that time. And I came across a load of DVDs. So we have Dune Part 1 on DVD up for grabs today. It's very exciting that we have the prize for this.
Perfect time to watch it. I mean, I know it was on telly last week, but I'm sure there's some really good special features on the DVD behind the filmmaking.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. And it's always somebody connected to one of the films that we're talking about today. And you could own that Dune Part 1 DVD.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. So who is this talking now? 086 1800 658.
Today we have an audience of like grandchildren and even great-grandchildren of the original viewers that are watching.
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with this one. Okay, we'll play it again just so people get it.
Today we have an audience of like grandchildren and even great-grandchildren of the original viewers that are watching.
Yeah. Something tells me it's going to be connected to this next film that we're going to be talking about. It is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
That's right. Disasters of biblical proportions. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. All descending on New York. There's only one thing to do if there's something strange in the neighborhood. It's time for Ghostbusters to return in Ghostbusters Frozen Kingdom. So this is the direct sequel. This is the fifth film in the franchise, if you count the, was it 2016?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. And this is the sequel, the direct sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife. It takes the franchise back to New York. That one was set, I think, in Oklahoma. And it follows the Spengler clan, Phoebe and her family. She's played by McKenna Grace. And then her mother, Callie, played by Carrie Coon. Her stepdad, Gary, played by Paul Rudd. And her brother, Trevor, played by Finn Wolfhard. So they're back in New York City, where I think that's the home of the Ghostbusters.
It really is. Yeah.
And now in the big city, 15-year-old Phoebe Spengler, who takes after her granddad, Egon, they are busting ghosts. They're living in the firehouse and they're busting ghosts.
Oh, amazing. Does it have the pole? Precious. Okay.
It has everything that you would expect. Unfortunately, though, she finds out that because she's 15 years old, she can't legally work as a Ghostbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Due to her being a minor. And as this is happening just as a new major villain called Garaka plans to plunge the world into a chilly wasteland. So we have a clip here just of explaining about this new villain. And you'll hear the great Dan Aykroyd a lot in this clip.
Okay, here it is.
That orb is a magical prison for a phantom god. His plan was to raise an army of the undead and wage war on humanity by channeling fear into a weapon.
The death chill. The power to kill by fear itself. A cold shiver runs down your spine. Your veins turn to rivers of ice. Your bones crack. Your lungs cave. And the last thing you see is your own tear ducts freezing up.
So cool.
That is so cool, but also not a good way to die, is it, Jeannie? Yeah. Mac?
Well, it sounds like winter in Ireland.
It does, yeah.
Really?
It does, yeah.
So there's a lot going on in this film, as well as these new characters, the Spenglers. We've got the old characters coming back. Dan Aykroyd, who you heard there. Dan Aykroyd as Ray Stantz.
Don't worry, they're getting it.
Okay, good. He can still say all this lightning-fast, nonsensical, parapsychological dialogue better than anybody in the world, I think. And Ernie Hudson is back as Winston. He owns the warehouse now. I think one of your favourite characters in the franchise, Janine Melnitz, played by Annie Potts, is back.
She gets
to suit up in this as well. And Bill Murray, who essentially, I think, just had a free afternoon. So if you're expecting a lot of Bill Murray, he is in it, but he's not in it an awful lot.
And he looks tired. He looks tired. You know what I mean?
He looks like, he looks like his mind is elsewhere. We also have one of my favourite characters from the first film, the kind of antagonist, William Atherton playing Walter Peck, who has ascended from the EPA to the lofty ranks of the mayor of New York. You always have to have a mayor who's really not on their sides. We have more new characters introduced as well. A comedian, James Acaster, is in here. Kumail Nanjiani is in here. And you heard Patton Oswalt in that clip as well. Apart from Nanjiani, all of the other characters, they really just don't have a lot to do except ream off a lot of exposition explaining things to it.
Right.
Now, what I really liked about this film, it's getting mixed reviews, I would say. People seem to either love it or hate it. I think a lot of the criticism has been that it is very nostalgia-based, as I think the first one was. And this one gives Dan Aykroyd a much bigger role, you know, than he had in Afterlife. But it is, I think, what is really likable about it is a comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not afraid to have silly gags. It also has really well-staged action. And you also have this rising tension about this big bad coming, you know what I mean? And you care about these characters more, I think, than the first two films, certainly, which were kind of snarky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were cynical. The Afterlife and this as well is a bit more heartfelt. You know what I mean? It focuses on this young 15-year-old. She, I guess, is certainly the main character. Now, one thing I would say maybe is there are a lot of characters in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they try to give everybody like something to do. And I don't know how successful that is sometimes.
Right.
But it is, you know, I think after 4 decades of dialing, when there's something strange going on in the neighborhood, phoning this team of nincompoops is still a good call worth making, because I have to tell you, Sinead, busting still makes me feel good.
Oh, it does. It does, man. Yes, absolutely love it. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire in cinemas now. Also in cinemas, Immaculate. Something tells me this is going to be vastly different.
Yes, I mean, it's supernatural of a type, but it's another day, another creepy nun movie.
Love it.
So this stars Sydney Sweeney, who was recently in Anyone But You, and I was really impressed by her performance in that, a rom-com. This is very different. She stars as Sister Cecilia, an American novitiate nun of a devout faith. She was involved in a childhood accident where she was saved and kind of thought that she was saved by God. It was God's will that she was saved. And so she's devoted her life to becoming a nun. And she is sent to a remote convent in the Italian countryside, which also doubles as a hospital, a kind of hospice for aging nuns who need extra care. She struggles to fit in. She doesn't speak the language. And then something very unexpected happens and she becomes the center of attention. She starts to vomit in the mornings. Okay.
Ooh.
One of the other novices says, a little too much of the blood of Christ, maybe. But of course, anybody who's seen any lady vomit in the mornings in a film knows what's going on.
Does the patter tiny feet? Yeah.
We find out that Cecilia is pregnant, despite the fact that she is still a virgin. So the priest in charge of the convent, he decides this is a miracle.
Mm.
But of course, because of the nature of this film, there's more to this convent than meets the eye. She is kind of, she's put in this situation where they all think that she is like the mother of the next Messiah coming. And she doesn't really have a choice in this. She is forced to kind of find her agency and her inner strength and push back against essentially the patriarchy, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? The men in the black suits, and, you know, and insist is my body and my choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is essentially part Rosemary's Baby, part Midsommar.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not as good as either of those, but it's still good. There are scares and very unsettling scenes. There's an ending of this film that I was very unsettled about.
Okay, well, it's definitely not one for me. It's not a Sinead movie. No.
I was very impressed by Sydney Sweeney, as I say, in the romantic comedy Anyone But You. But I have to confess, when I saw the promotional material for this, the poster and the trailer, I was going, she's a little too attractive to be a nun. But no offense to any attractive nuns out there, you know what I mean? But, you know, she is a producer on this film, and obviously she wants to broaden the types of parts that she's getting, that she's playing.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And she really won me over in this film. Like, she delivers a real tour de force of anguish and unsettlement. And she has these amazing big eyes, you know, that can go from, like, terror, abject terror, to kind of confused innocence to steely flintiness, you know what I mean? It's definitely worth the look. But I would say be prepared for unsettling scenes.
Okie dokie. Speaking of unsettling, they've remade Roadhouse, which I'm just like,
I mean, this is a remake, as you say, of the 1989 Patrick Swayze film, which, you know, I don't know if I'd call it a classic, but it's one that's very close.
Classic Benzer movie.
As opposed to all the other Bouncer movies.
Yeah,
it's
one
that's very close to my heart. This plays an absolutely shredded Jake Gyllenhaal as Elwood Dalton. I think it was John Dalton Patrick Swayze played. So I don't know if it's like, you know, they changed the name to Elwood. In this, he's an ex-UFC fighter. He's fallen from grace. He's living out of his car. He's scraping by with prize money won from amateur fights. And he's approached by a character called Frankie, who owns a bar in the Florida Keys. Her establishment is simply just called The Roadhouse. And it attracts a very disproportionate amount of very shady characters. So she proposes that if he comes down and cleans up Dodge, one of the characters even says, this sounds like the plot of a bad Western, then she'll pay him $1,000 a month. So he goes about cleaning up his own act and cleaning up the place with his fists and training the bar's younger bouncers how to handle themselves as well. And it turns out that some of these bad apples that are terrorizing this bar are goons in the employ of a very shady character, Ben Brandt, who is played by Billy Magnussen. He's really great in this as well, as a very spoiled, slimy businessman who wants to tear down the bar to build a mega resort. So we have a clip here from the trailer to give you some idea.
Okay, here it is.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it. Come on, bro.
I know who you are. Elwood Dalton, big fan, man.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt. You just take a big step back and pop me in the face. You can do it.
Tell me about this bouncer.
Yeah, it's all nice, like he's Mr. Rogers or something, but then he'll haul off.
Yeah, I think I would be on board with it, like, from the trailer. But, you know, I love Patrick Swayze. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the good news is this is on Amazon Prime and so is the original. So you can still watch both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like, there's a plot to this film. You're not here for the plot. You're here for the fighting. And Roadhouse delivers in spades. The fight scenes are just amazing. This is directed by Doug Liman, who did the Bourne Identity movies, or certainly the first one. I have to give a special mention to Conor McGregor. But he is just perfect in this part. He really is. I don't know how much acting
because he's playing
involved,
himself.
essentially. But no, I would definitely recommend it. It's on Amazon Prime. I think it should have gone to the cinema, to be honest with you.
Right. Okay. Point.
Yeah.
Okay, right, we'll check it out. We'll give it a go. Quickly moving now to TV movies for the weekend, 9:35 tonight, T.G. Caher.
Yes, from 1975. It's a Western called Bite the Bullet with Gene Hackman and James Coburn and Candice Bergen. It's based on a true story, a big 700-mile race across the Wild West to win a large cash prize. It's a really good 70s Western. And then Saturday on Channel 4 at 10 past 9, Top Gun Maverick from 2022. Brilliant. A 61-year-old man flies planes. That's what that film is about.
And then Sunday, this is nice in keeping with everything that we've been talking about today.
It is, yeah. Yes, it is, of course, 1984's original Ghostbusters at 10 to 5 on BBC One. Yeah, I mean, look, it's one of those films that if I see it on, I'll kind of go, I'll just watch a bit of it and I end up watching all of it.
So. There you go, Niall, as always. Oh, yeah, tell us who was your mystery voice, but they're all getting it anyway.
It was Dan Aykroyd, Ray Stantz himself.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for jam-packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
The 11 to 1 Show.
Music from the Corrs on the way right after the jobs.
LMFM Job Search. Brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb Ireland. Choose your own adventure and choose a career with Bristol Myers Squibb Ireland at careers.bms.com/IE.
Meath County Council require retained firefighters for Ashburn and Shockland, Kells, Navan, Knobber, Oldcastle and Trim fire stations. For details, check out meath.ie/jobs. West Mac Labour Limited require tractor drivers and office staff in the Leinster area to apply. Send your CV to mayorecruitment@gmail.com. Dooley's Restaurant are looking for quite a few people here. They have a chef de partie to work in a busy, fast-paced kitchen and be a great team player. You can email your CV to accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. They're also looking for a senior bar person to work in a busy bar environment and carry out food, beverage duties in a diligent manner. And that email, accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. And they are also looking for senior waiting staff to work in a busy restaurant with a minimum of 3 years' experience in a restaurant environment. Email your CV again to accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. All the details of those jobs can be found on our local job section on lmfm.ie.
LMFM Job Search.
There's the Corrs with Breathless on LMFM's 11 to 1. We are going to be returning very shortly to House Proud Dundalk. Helena is going to join us from the final time. Oh.
11 to 1 Show.
Yes, the LMFM Roadrunner crew are out and about in Dundalk this morning at the Northlink Retail Park in for House Proud. They are launching their new flooring department and we join Helena for the final time.
Sinead, yes, you're with me for the final time here in House Proud in Dundalk. And of course, we do have another €100 up for grabs. So I'll give it away before the end of this chat. But first, I'm going to have a chat now with Sharon McNally, who's another senior floor staff member here. So tell us a little bit about what's happening here today.
So today we're launching the wooden floor section that we've just put in, and we're here just to introduce everybody to the range of flooring that we have, from laminates to engineering. So that's what we're doing today.
Fantastic. And I believe you had some new training, and the new name for it is fabulous, Maple Lane Flooring. Yeah. It really is inviting. It'll add such a finishing touch to your home.
It will, yeah.
And what a range is available. Colours and, of course, textures and whatnot. It's really, really good.
Yeah, we have all upstairs in the new section. So we would just be looking for people to come in and have a browse around our new studio and to look at the massive range that we have on display. And all our staff is fully trained to answer any customer questions, and that we'll be able to help tailor their package for the correct floor and underlay to their specific requirements.
Fantastic. And of course, there's different price points as well, so you can really meet, yeah. If you're worried about maybe the price points, you can definitely tailor make
things. We'll have a package put together to help anybody that comes in, so there's lots going on today.
And of course, as senior floor staff or staff here, you have been selling stuff for your home for a while now. So tell us what really seems to be your favourite to sell, or what seems to be flying out the door for House Proud.
Well, actually, everything. Like, you know, we're always busy every day with the furniture and rugs, and we've got lots of accessories as well. So, you know, there's a massive range, and you're always getting something different every day, so it's good.
The pops of colour are all in.
Yeah.
We love the deep greens and navies. Stunning.
Yeah.
And of course, I as you say, there's a lot of accessories. I'm looking at some fabulous paintings and all that as well, and lamps, or like anything really, just to add those finishing touchings. Have this here.
Just bring it all together. Yeah,
exactly.
It's all here under the one roof. So,
oh, that's what you want. You'll be getting your floorings, you'll be getting everything but the kitchen sink in
this
house. I love it. With 40,000
square feet. It really is a sight to behold, Sinead, I have to say. But come here, I have Leola Bellew. I see you were signing a bit of paper there at the cash register. What did you buy?
I was buying wooden flooring.
Oh, brilliant. A woman a customer for our Maple Lane flooring. So what did you go for? And what section of the house are you going to be redoing with the flooring?
Sitting room.
The sitting room? Lovely.
And the hall.
And yeah. What are you going to... What colour did you go for? What style or material? Do you know?
No.
You don't know. They sold you something there and you're happy. Yeah. Is it the herring bow or is it a straightforward laminate flooring or what is it? Let's have a look.
It's dark. Donald Oak, is it?
Lovely. And... This is it. Well, listen, you're a good salesperson there. Yeah, she's obviously sold sand to the Arabs because you don't even know what she signed up for. I love it. It's all happening, Sinead. But listen, are you happy?
I'm delighted with it, yeah.
Yeah? And it's a dark colour now, so it'll go nicely. Yeah. You'll be able to keep it clean.
Oh, of course I will.
Oh, I love it. You keep a tidy home. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Well, this will add a lovely finishing touch, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pleased with it.
You're pleased with it. Fabulous. And what made you come into House Pride in the first place?
I'm on LMFM.
Oh, good woman!
And then my sister rang me and she goes to me, Lola, did you hear that House Pride was having a wood? She says, why didn't you go down and have a look?
Fantastic. Well, I'm absolutely delighted you got sorted. But we also have a €100 voucher up for grabs. But I'm not going to give it away, Leola. I'm not going to do that. So tell us, what other animal... besides a bunny, is associated with Easter. What other animal? You're laughing. And you know the answer. It's yellow.
Chicken.
A little chick. Woo! Listen, it's all happening here at House Pride. Leola Bellew, congratulations. You are the final winner here on site for the €100 voucher. I do know you have another one up for grabs there, Sinead, on the airwaves. So if you couldn't make it in today, make sure to stay tuned there. It's back to you in studio for now, Sinead. And I'm going to get a picture of this lovely couple here who's after buying a wooden floor and she doesn't even know what she bought, but she's happy and that is the main thing. It's back to you in studio, Sinead, and I'll be out and about again. And the best of luck on your new venture. I don't know if this will be the last time I'll be broadcasting into you guys in studio, but if it is, good luck and bye. We'll talk to you again. Bye.
Thank you so much, Alina. Great crack there at House Pride in Dundalk. We are going to have another winner of our €100 voucher very shortly, but we need to start the weekend. There is no better way to do that than with this man on the Big Bangers. Yes.
It's now time for Brian's Big Bangers on the 11 to 1 show.
Well, did you get it right this week? It was Safi Duo Played Alive, or better known as the Bongo Song, and Ultra Beat, Pretty Green Eyes. And if you like your club classics, tune in every Saturday here to LMFM to Saturday Night Vibes from 8. And I'll talk to you next Friday.
Brian's Big Bangers.
Yes, here they are.
Mixing up your weekend on the 11 to 1 show with Brian's Big Bangers.
Oh, if that doesn't have us pumped and ready for the weekend, I don't know what will. Congratulations to Breda Comiskey. You're also getting a €100 voucher. It was, of course, spinning around Kylie Minogue. So that voucher will be winging its way to you from House Pride. And also Graham and Drogheda, you're getting Dune on DVD. It was, of course, Dan Aykroyd. That is my lot of the show for today and for this week. I will be back next week for my last ever week on 11 to 1 and I hope you will join me. Thank you to all the guests and to you for your company. Have a fantastic weekend. Chat to you next week.
Listen back to the 11 to 1 show podcast on lmfm.ie or the LMFM app.